This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast. A quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Recruiting is the lifeblood of college football. That hasn't changed. NIL has, but that hasn't changed. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The number one quarterback in the country out of Nashville, his name's Jared Curtis, moments ago committed to the University of Georgia and Kirby Smart. As Mike and I were talking to Grant McCauley there about the Braves, he had a brief press conference. He's taking questions now in his home gym. His high school gym.
Right, up in Nashville?
Yeah, and Mike, we were just listening to some of this presser where he's being asked questions by some folks, again, from Georgia media, Dog Nation, some folks are there, some Nashville and Tennessee folks are there as well. But they said, when did you know? He said, I think I knew Friday. And then Jared Curtis, who, by the way, is 6'4", listed at 6'4", 225, he said, I called Kirby to tell him, and I started the conversation off by saying, Coach, I really appreciate it, but, and he said, then I had to stop, and I couldn't joke with him anymore, and Kirby was elated that he was making the decision to come to Georgia, but, you know, I think he was trying to let some pressure off, Mike, some tension by joking with Coach, but he said that just moments ago, but he says, Mike Bobo, and I repeat, you're probably going to see this a lot, had a lot to do with this, his relationship with Bobo. He said, I had committed to Georgia prior. I decommitted. I wanted to see what else was out there. And then knowing all the coaches in Athens, Bobo, Bobo, Bobo. So for everybody, we talk about Mike Bobo as an OC, and rightfully so. But Mike, he is a great recruiter, and people have known that.
No, I just hate his play calling. Basically, he's a tremendous recruiter. You know, if you want to make Bobo the quarterback's coach, you get somebody in here who can actually figure out when it's time to run the ball and when it's time to throw it. But no, but in all seriousness, that's a guy that you just laid it out there. That's always been one of his strong suits, and he got the job done. So now hopefully they got an offensive line when this kid does get a chance, the young man does get a chance to play. But you and I were talking about this earlier, and things have changed so much. Nothing against Jared Curtis. It's just the times that he's playing in where we can be excited about it. Hey, here's the number one quarterback in the country, but we're just so jaded now because there's no guarantee this dude will be here next year. You know, we talked about the Dylan Raiola recruitment and coming all the way to live in Georgia and go to Buford High School. And then after that, just, you know, goes back to Nebraska. This young man, though, is something a lot of Georgia fans have been following and recruiting and been very excited about because they think he's got he's the real deal. But when does he get to be the quarterback? Because we talked about, Juju Lewis? Julian Lewis was talking about his, I don't want to wait 3 years to be the quarterback. I guess, is he comfortable with that? He's comfortable with that idea now?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look.
Because you know how it goes, man.
Of course. These guys, their minds change. Their parents' minds change. I mean, people around them, it's just what
depth
it is.
Depth chart changes?
Correct. Yep. So, but I will say this, and this is the positive for Georgia, and it remains to be the part that I think is important. The attraction of going to the University of Georgia and making this decision is still what everybody remembers. Now, Mike, if he stays, he goes, however long he's there, whatever, but you just had the number one quarterback in the country say, I'm going to Georgia. And that alone says a lot. It speaks volumes about what they're doing there in Athens and how he thinks that this is the right program for him. We don't know if it will be. We hope it is. But I think that goes a long way because when you see this footage and he's taking off his coat, he had a little sweater thing on today, like a pull-up zipper thing, and he pulls it off and he's got the Georgia shirt on and everybody's clapping. That's what you're going to remember. That's what people are going to see. So from that standpoint, that's a feather in the back of Kirby's cap, right? That he goes, oh, we got another one. We got another one saying, hey, Georgia's the spot. And I think that's the most important thing. I hope a young man, the best of luck, and I hope he stays, Mike, and you know, through the course of his career and sets all the records and does all that things. But you're getting, again, another five-star, Mike. We should be talking about chips.
Right, and that's where it's got to certainly turn into the thing which Georgia fans have come to expect. The problem is, as we said, the landscape has just been altered to the point where your depth, what made you, you know, so good years ago now, you know, there's no margin for error. You lose that starting center, you lose that left tackle, you lose that edge rusher, then you can't replace it with another five-star because you don't have that five-star. Everybody has pilfered what you've got. And by the way, Georgia, you know, it's not like they're also living in some pretty good conditions as far as who they're getting in the portal. They got a great linebacker coming from West Point. They got a lot of big-time studs, but it's just a different animal. So hopefully this young man gets it done. We think about, you know, Matthew Stafford. You and I were joking earlier about Jacob Eason, right? So sometimes it's a lot of hype, and sometimes it just isn't. Like, I mean, everybody's got that guy that was going to be the next big thing, but hopefully this young man will. 6'3", 225, as Carl said, and a guy that's got a big arm. And now if you're a Georgia fan, you say, hey, this is, you know, make a run for more natties, 2.0, and he'll be there. Maybe Gunnar Stockton does it this year, right?
Maybe.
I mean, it's funny. We were talking about Michigan. They were in the news today because their coach is going to miss two more games. This thing never ends. You know, it would have been interesting to know and see if Georgia hadn't slipped up that season. Could they have had that? You know, remember Michigan wanted a piece of Georgia?
They did.
I don't know about Michigan, but I think Ohio State might have a piece of Georgia this year.
Well, look, it depends on how much money they're going to spend on their roster. I have heard that because there are no constraints at this point until this ruling comes down potentially, right. But I've heard the University of Texas is going all in, Mike, that they're spending, right. They're going to spend more money on the roster this year than anybody in college football.
Like the rest of the Big 12, old Big 12 combined.
And they've got the wherewithal to do it. So, again, if that's not a concern, because if you don't think the money buys the team, then ask Ohio State.
That's how Michigan won. And anyway, the cheating thing, look, at the end of the day, they found a way to beat Ohio State. The quarterback didn't play too well, but still. The Michigan thing happened. Ohio State, how did they win a championship? The same way Michigan won. Aside from the cheating aspect, they got all their upperclassmen to stay. That's it. You said it. They just simply got everybody to stick around for one more year, run it back. And it worked.
Jared Curtis is going to be a dog as he commits up in Nashville today. Five-star, number one quarterback in the country. Mike already took an inch off of him. They list him as 6'4", 225. You said 6'3".
I'm going by Dog Nation, man.
Who look, big boy, man. I mean, seriously, at quarterback, that's a right. Stout young man. So he's got the frame. Like, I know many of you have not seen him play, and neither have we. But he's got the frame, and then you look at the highlight tape, and I don't ever get overly excited, J-Day, about these highlight tapes because, you know, that sometimes can skew your views. But obviously everybody was on him. And, Mike, he thanked Oregon, by the way, and Dan Lanning. And what do you think, Kirby and Dan Lanning? At some point, they'll share a phone call. You got him. All right. You know.
But as we said, you know, Bobo and the contact, I mean – It is, you know, as you said to start this conversation, it's the lifeblood of the program. But I just, you know, would love to see them. I would love to see Georgia just be excellent in every aspect. With all the money that Georgia's got for assistance and all the things that Rick never had, I just still wonder about this offensive line. And do you have the right people? Are you bringing in the right staff to get that to where it needs to be to do the things you want to do when this kid does get a chance to play quarterback?
Yeah, it's a great question. We're going to find out. And by the way, again, just because he's committed to Mike's point, you know, this is the class of 2026. So you've got Gunnar Stockton. You know what your quarterback room looks like now.
Yeah, Ryan Pulisi's there.
Yes, yeah. This kid is coming in. This is the class of 26. But it's a big commitment, man. It's a big deal.
Hey, also today, we joked around about this with Connor Riley. He thinks it's a more window dressing or just grandstanding. But either way, for what it's worth, Nick Saban, along with Tommy Tuberville, lobbying the president to maybe do some executive orders to try to streamline or at least create something of a cap until somebody just takes it to court and they throw it out. But I would love to see something until, you know, because nobody wants more from the NCAA, more rules and more oversight from them. You wish we could come up with something from college football itself, like that super conference that you and I have talked about. But either way, Nick Saban, Tuberville saying, hey, is there any way we could come up with an idea that the president, somebody write it, and he let him sign off on it?
The more conversation for me, the better. That's kind of where I'm at with this. I do not think, as Connor Riley said, an executive order is going to be able to do the job. There's too many moving parts here with states and laws and how everything is operated. But a congressional you know, joint Congress passing a law, Mike, that's different. And so, you know, it's got to be approved. Even if you were to say, hey, this is what we need to do, it would have to be congressionally approved. So I don't know, man. I feel like the more conversation, the more people get involved, the decision makers and the law changers, then it's going to be better for college football. The more this stays like in the background, there's no rush to change anything. So no. I'm happy that they talked about it. I'm glad Saban got a chance to talk to the president.
Look, as we say all the time, no matter whether it's early signing or any kind of things, that everyone feels like the world's gone off its rocker, the same top 25, I always maintain, is the same top 25 or top 30 or 40, those same teams. Some are always rising or falling. But right now, I mean, if you're Georgia, you're in a great spot. It's just, as a fan, you just want some degree of consistency and just knowing what you've got, you know, and some continuity. Because right now, it's just like, every day you hear something like, so what is Texas dropping? Like $150 million on players this year?
40.
$140 million?
No, $40
million. So as far as you know.
40. Ohio State spent 20.
I thought everything's bigger in Texas.
22 or 23 last year. Right. I'm just saying.
How much are you sending in?
It's none of your business.
No, I mean,
but can you imagine?
No,
though?
I mean,
seriously,
it depends where you are. Like right now, if you're Georgia Tech, you feel good about Brent Key.
Yeah,
he's got a foundation, and he's certainly using the portal, and he's bringing pieces in. He's doing a good job recruiting. You know, but you just feel like everything's kind of just weighted against you right now. Like it truly is the haves and that. And look, Georgia Tech, we all know they got a wealthy alumni base. The same thing, Auburn, the perennials, all the usual suspects. Is Clemson going to bounce back this year? But this money, like, you cannot poo-poo it. It's the hugest thing because
no, it is.
Without it, and you've seen it. If you've seen it happen, as we just mentioned, with Michigan and Ohio State, you've got to have it.
Kirby, 20 minutes ago, as soon as the kid announced, go Dawgs. It's just typical Kirby.
Right on.
He doesn't say anything. He doesn't make it more than what it is. It's always just go Dawgs. All right. Again, that's a big story. We'll continue to talk about it as we get into tomorrow's show, guys. Again, Braves start a series tonight. Mike, hopefully we can, you know, not just win the series. I'd like to get a sweep and get some real momentum offensively. But Riley is hot, man, and Grant talked about it. This is where we expected him to be living. He did not start the season this way. But what he's been doing over the last 24 games, this dude's been as good as anybody right now.
And I know that Grant, it's not that Grant's making excuses. He's just telling you, here's what's going on with Matt Olson. But, I mean, I need Matt Olson to get on a tear, you know, where the balls are dropping or going over the fence consistently. Because, you know, he's not like – everybody laments that Freddie – we just saw Freddie here, and everybody got all nostalgic with Freddie all weekend – and with reason to be. I mean, they should have just given him the 6 year and got on with our lives because he's more clutch than Matt Olson will ever be. You know, so let's hope Matt Olson gets it in gear. I mean, he's streaky good and streaky bad.
Yeah, man. Look, and here's the other part. We've been saying this, and we don't have a date for Ronald Acuna. We want him back as bad as you guys do. I don't know at what point does it switch, Mike, and he has the kind of impact we expect him to. Right, the Strider injury thing. Are you worried about that, by the way?
Well, I mean, the guy just screwed up having a catch with his hamstring. So, I mean, look, not saying Strider's born under a bad sign or something right now, but it just, the worm has got to turn. But everybody who just, but all we're saying is everyone who just thinks Strider comes right back and he's off and running, or Ronald comes right back. I mean, yeah, knock wood, we all hope so, but it's just, you need a spark. This team just looks like the sort of one step forward, two steps back that we saw through so much of last summer.
Yeah.
It could change. It could change.
It definitely could.
But the guys who are paid the big money need to do your job.
All right, man. We got to get out of the way. Turtles got the night show. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, congratulations to Brett Boone, man. He's been a big part of our show over the last few years as one of the baseball guys we get a chance to visit with. He is now the new hitting coach for the Texas Rangers. He took that job today, Mike, so we at some point we'll get a chance to chop it up with Brett Boone, but his focus has certainly changed. But we want to give him a big shout-out. Hey, thanks to Connor Riley for coming on today. Great stuff from him. And if you're just joining us, Jared Curtis out of Nashville, number one quarterback, decides to commit to the Dawgs. Hey, Dom, thank you, man. He's going to be a part of the family here as Big O and his wife are expecting their next child. So Dom's going to be hanging out with us for a few weeks. And my man, Day-Day, thank you again. Mike Bell, welcome back. Glad to have you back. Glad you're safe.
Clear your throat. Hey, man. Now, his dad couldn't watch, but Tyrese Halliburton went into Cleveland and put on a show. If you didn't see it, Indiana, man. I mean, I don't know if you were expecting them to maybe get the split. That's all you're trying to do those first two games of a series. But NBA playoffs, the ratings have been great. We got compelling stories. I don't know if the Knicks are going to have a chance. I think it's a gentleman's sweep. Jason Tatum's averaging 34 points against the Knicks in the four games this year. And I find myself still, you know, I might not be a Draymond fan, but I'm pulling for Steph Curry to get back one last chance. And as Steph said, probably our last best chance to get there with Jimmy Butler. So it's a very compelling bunch of storylines in the NBA playoffs.
I agree with you, bud. I really do. Eric DaCosta, general manager of the Ravens, says it's hard to release guys, especially in this situation. Mm. Justin Tucker has been a special part of our organization. But Justin Tucker, arguably the best kicker in NFL history, certainly from a field goal percentage-wise, released today by the Baltimore Ravens. Guys, here's the moral to the story. Stay out of massage parlors. Mm. This is twice now that massages have somehow played a role in derailing NFL players. We saw with Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Hopefully we thought he was past it. He hadn't been the same since. And now Justin Tucker with the inappropriate behavior in Baltimore massage parlors, Mike, lingering over his head, has the Ravens saying, we got to let you go.
Have these guys ever heard of old-fashioned hookers?
If you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
some Karen wouldn't watch your bag at the airport for 2 minutes.
I don't know you.